This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Final segment of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Jim Huer, along with Brian Hoffman and Clousy with us. We're going to switch over to the midday grind at the top of the hour. We'll continue with our blues conversation. Man, the texts are just flying in. This is great. We have to get to some of these. Suggestion for Behind the Bench, by the way. I like this. I was hoping for someone dressed as the Dunkin' Donut lady with a sign to come have a seat and a cup of coffee like Pasternak did during the commercial. That would be pretty good. I like that one. I'm going to a company picnic, and the two guys flew into Boston. I'm wearing my blues necklace and blues dress. For once, I'm looking forward to the picnic. Okay, rubbing it in. I like that. We always get this one, but it's interesting. Is it just me, or the announcers really seem slanted towards the Bruins? I think there was a lot of reaction in the post game to terrible call, should have been this and that and the other on the penalty, and I know that got a lot of people got them up in arms, Blues fans, in the post game. I heard the interview that Frank Cusimano did with Doc Emrick earlier this week, and he put it perfectly. Because he was asked the same question, and Doc Emrick said, you know, I approach it this way. When I am doing the national game, I'm for everyone. So when there's a goal for any certain team, I have to get excited. And he's right. And when the officials mess up, he's got to point that out. I mean, he's got to go that way. He goes, and it
comes. I thought Doc was a little casual when the fans started throwing things on the ice and they had to stop play. I'm not saying bash the fan base, but maybe put a PSA out there on the national broadcast saying, you know, Boston fans, we need to do better. You know, fans, we can't allow this. But he kind of just jokingly said, well, we got debris on the ice. But I think Milbury, the only one that I think probably has a slant toward Boston because he has ties there,
yes,
too. So that, I mean.
Milbury's a Boston guy.
Yeah,
all the way.
He's a honk.
I'm not saying it ruins my viewing, but it's certainly one-sided and skewed for him. But I mean, Emmerich's a pro. He's so fun to listen to. So I don't see it with him. He's just so excited about every call.
Yeah.
How about this? Ticket IQ, which is one of those ticket, you know,
yeah,
like StubHub,
yeah,
resale, secondary market website, posts this on social media. The average price, so this is based on average ticket price for game 6, Blues and the Bruins, right now stands, at least when they posted this tweet, at $4,299,
wow,
which is the second most expensive sporting event on their website since 2011. The only one that tops it is Game 7, Cubs-Indians. That was at $5,300. This one, the price to get in of admission, average, you can get less, obviously. But the average price to get into this game is more than the average price for the Super Bowl, for every other World Series game, for Cavaliers-Warriors Game 7,
yeah,
any other sporting event, but Cubs and Indians.
Was that in Cleveland or?
That was in Golden State, but still it was a huge game. And consider that it was Silicon Valley money that was going in.
That is
so that's
true.
Still pretty significant.
Now, where were the Cubs and Indians? Was that
Cleveland.
Game 7?
That
was
in Cleveland, yeah.
Okay,
but an easy trip for Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and Cubs fans travel, too, so I don't think, yeah.
And
I guess I could see that.
And their drought was a little longer than the 52
yes,
we're dealing with.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. Here's a question from Splashback. Will they cut off beer sales with 12 minutes left in the third period on Sunday? Might not be a bad idea. It'll be a little crazy.
I should restart it after the game ends.
We're open.
Reopen the concession
stand. Come on over and have a good time.
Well, someone says Eddie O has a slant. Anti-Blues is a Hawks guy. You know, we've had him on twice, I think. At least twice this postseason.
Yeah.
With Martin and Frank. And I politely disagree with that. I don't know if it's anti-Blues slant, but he seems pretty even-keeled about it. He's been nothing but, at least on our airwaves, complimentary of what the Blues have done and has some very fun stories about how things used to be between the Blues and the Blackhawks back when Eddie O was a player.
Absolutely. I don't feel that way with him. I mean, keep in mind when he came back from his cancer, one of his first games was here, and he got a standing ovation. So, I mean, I think he's got a strong heart for what takes place
Milbury
here.
Milbury is different, but I do think that the Blues fall in a very large category of things that Milbury's not too interested in.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of things in that for him.
Yep. What are the chances Achari comes out wearing a bloody sock in Game 6? I like that one. I hope if the Blues win, the first person Petro hands the cup to is Bobby Plager.
No, like Ray Bourque.
I hope he gets to touch it. I hope he gets his moment. It'll be so awesome. He is such a good guy.
I hope the Blues are leading. I hope it's not an overtime finish, because I want Bobby Plager to be able to watch the end of the game. He mentioned the Maroon game. He's so nervous. He does his thing where he's pacing back and forth in the hallways of the Enterprise Center, listening for the crowd. So I want the Blues to be up. And to end at the end of the third period, no overtime, let Plager watch and count down the final seconds.
I don't even know how I'll be able to deal with it on the edge of the seat. I mean, it was bad enough last night. And like you said, watching that Gunnarsson play, and I went, how did that not go in? I don't know. How many cup winners have had two guys suspended in the final round?
I don't know.
Two suspensions. I can't remember anybody, to be honest with you. That'd be something we'll have to go back and look. But it is appearing like Barbashev is headed toward a suspension. He's going to have a hearing today, and I think he's going to end up getting suspended for the next game, which means we hear it all the time, but it's next man up moving forward. So that's going to do it for the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Tell us about a few more items.
Well, we have TMA Live is coming up on July 25th, brought to you by Bud Lights, and we have the Hot Shots off Dorset down in Maryland Heights. I think we called it the Tiger Stadium of Hot Shots because it's a classical look. Camden Yards.
Yeah, Camden Yards.
Calls it Camden
go.
Yards. Okay. Retro. Classical retro look of Hot Shots. That's where TMA Live will be next. That's a Thursday night. All brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. They have food and drink specials, giveaways, all the good things happening that night. I'm sure it's still very early on in the planning, but I know that you guys all have some big things planned for that evening. Also want to mention Lakeside Roofing. They have a reputation that is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. And one more time, Maryville University, sponsors of the Listener Line. Visit maryville.edu for more information. I did Bomberito, right, Blasi?
No.
Hey, go to Bomberito. Bomberito.com. Check out their new and pre-owned inventory on their website. You can also check out their website to look at their dealership locations, which they have plenty of them throughout the St. Louis area. They have over 12,000 cars available, GMC, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, whatever car you want, they are they will have it for you, and they are very much in the in the fabric of St. Louis, and I'm sure they are looking forward to Sunday night's game. John and Frank Bomberito, I'm sure, cannot wait for the Blues to play the Bruins on Sunday night. They have the Bomberito Club, which this show is broadcast from twice throughout this postseason run in the Stanley Cup Final. Missouri's number one automotive group, the Bomberito Automotive Group.
That'll do it for the Press Box. When we come back, a lot more hockey conversation, a few other things, and we'll continue to read your texts. And we got a text question for you. What's your favorite moment thus far through this run? We'll relive some of those moments as we go through the midday grind. It's up next here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.